Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. Senator think of the insurrection in Washington, D.C.? Let's go in-depth with Senator Chuck Grassley from New Hartford. Grassley spoke with a group of reporters in Newton on Monday. Senator Grassley was asked if impeachment was the right thing to do.
Well, if it does, it probably will after he's out of the presidency. And I think his being out of the presidency would make some difference what would be done. I think that President Biden's going to want the Senate to spend their time, at least near term, getting his cabinet approved, and near term but longer term, getting whatever is on his agenda. And I'm looking forward to what that agenda is. And you heard me say today, I hope he's got something on prescription drugs that he wants to accomplish, because I want to help him.
Now, Democrats believe that President Trump is a threat to the United States for this remainder of his term. Do you agree?
I think that he's going to be out of office in 9 days, and I think that we're going to concentrate, at least I'm looking forward to concentrating on what I'm going to do the next 4 years, at least the next 2 years of this term, at least, I'm guaranteed that, to see what I can do to help Biden pull the country together.
Senator Grassley was asked if President Trump should be held accountable for his role with the insurrection.
Well, I suppose he'd be accountable to the extent to which the House passes impeachment and the Senate would take it up, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think the House will probably pass articles of impeachment, but I have every indication from, like, Clyburn yesterday on television saying he didn't think it was going to come to the Senate very soon, because I don't think they want to upset Biden's agenda. So the point is that you just look to January 20th, and there's no Trump around anymore, and history's going to judge what he has done. But I can tell you this, that what happened on Wednesday, and, you know, being part of the leadership, I always got out of there very fast, so I saw it mostly like you did on television. But that sort of insurrection is uncountable, and the president's comments didn't help the matter any, and made it worse.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. Grassley spoke with a group of reporters in Newton on Monday. He was asked to tell us what it was like when he was rushed to safety.
I'll tell you exactly, except where I was taken. I was part of the transition of the presidency. I was in the chair, I'll bet not 15 seconds. They said, we got to get out of here. So I had to announce, gavel, and say, the Senate stands at ease until the fall of the gavel. Then my police escort took me to a secured place, probably half hour from Capitol. And we were there until 7:30. We reconvened about 8. And while we were in the secured location, there was a lot of talk about when can we get back, and various things that maybe we'd have to continue it off campus. And some police were advising this, and some police were advising others, but eventually we got a consensus that we could take up again at 8. So then I was there until we had the last vote, and that was on Pennsylvania.
Can I just clarify two things? That's all because he's president pro tem, as you know. That's why he was treated differently because of the order of succession. And then he had just sat in the chair to take over for the vice president to preside over the Senate debate. So he was, that's why he was presiding.
Because the vice president had been led away already.
Yeah. Well, see, what we were expecting is that the vice president might only be there at the start of the debate. And he stayed there and stayed there and stayed there. And then when I saw him leave and they said, would you take the chair? I didn't know anything was wrong. But within 10 seconds after I got in the chair, they said, we got to shut this place down.
Yeah. Share your emotions as you're going through this.
Well, it's the first time I've ever been through anything like that. Maybe the closest thing would be 9/11 when we didn't even have a plan. I was finished my radio programs like I do with you sometime, and I was in my office in the Capitol, and all of a sudden the policeman knock on the door, get out of here, get out of here. Wasn't even sure what you were getting out for. But that's the only other experience I've had. Well, one other time, I guess we had to run to get off the campus because somebody was flying an airplane around that really ended up didn't being any danger. But they said, you got to get out of here. But this is the first experience I had being in line for the presidency. So, you know, you got two or three people almost taking you by the hand and saying, we got to get out of here. And to some extent, they didn't know exactly what to do except get in the car if you can. And that's what we did, and we got out of there.
But how about some verbs about your emotions, you know, just... It had to be frightening. You got any words like that for us?
Yeah. It was frightening, but I'm sorry to say this, it was more frightening what I saw on television when I got to the secured location than it was. In other words, when I was, the way we went out the back door and down the steps and through the tunnels to get to the car, I didn't see any of these riders. I didn't know how bad it was until we got to the secured place. So that's where you get the emotion. How can this be happening? You know, how can this be happening? That's about all you can think about.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. Grassley spoke with a group of reporters in Newton on Monday. Senator Grassley was asked if questioning the results of the election helped lead to the violence at the Capitol.
Well, I think there's a lot of mistrust. I suppose there is some after every election, particularly if it's close. There surely was in 2016. And there surely was in 2000 and even 2004. Probably not as much as in this one. And I think everything's got to be directed towards what can we do to establish trust. I always tell high school people, you know, we have the best written document, the U.S. Constitution, that any society's ever had. But if people don't have faith in it, trust in it, it's just a sheet of paper. And so, you know, this election thing isn't going that far. So don't, that's not what I'm trying to tell you. But the sanctity of elections, we've got to do what we can to improve it. And I think the extent to which we had to do things for the pandemic so people that wouldn't otherwise vote could vote needed to be done, but there were certain securities that normally would be done that weren't done, and the only security I know about is what we have here in Iowa. And you read about the lack of security in other states, but as far as I'm concerned, the states have to take care of that. Now, as far as hearings are concerned, I think we have a responsibility in the Congress to have hearings, but to bring attention to it and get as much facts out as we can. And then I suppose there will be some people who would want to pass some federal laws, and I wouldn't want to say that there's nothing I would vote for, but I wouldn't want to, I wouldn't have anything in mind right now, but I want to be run by the state.
Now, President Trump was, since before 2016, was casting doubts on the validity of elections. He continued to do it, It was only if he won would he accept. And then after November 3rd, he continued to do that. And then Republicans at the state level and Congress, they just kept casting doubts themselves by saying something that seems innocuous, by saying, oh, we want every legal vote counted. And then they strung that out and and it fueled Trump. It fueled the anger. And then it got even worse when Senator Hawley and Senator Cruz decided to cast doubt on the Electoral College voting process. Is there any responsibility by the Republicans in Congress and even state leaders that helped perpetuate this doubt in the election that led to the insurrection?
I think I can only speak for the last week. And I wouldn't give anybody encouragement to anything that could have been done on January the 6th unless you could show me at least five Democrats in the House of Representatives who was going to vote for it, because everything else was a waste of time. It was a process that you go through to count ballots. Is there an opportunity that something could come up? Only if you had from the same state, two or more certified electors. Otherwise, there's not much for the Congress to do. And Pence was exactly right when he didn't kowtow to the president. And he shouldn't have had to felt necessary to read a statement before the United States Senate. When he did, no, he read it before the joint session, it was, that what he felt he could do or not do. And it made Trump mad, and it should have made Trump mad. I mean, he was doing what the Constitution requires. And if I'd been President Pro Tem sitting there doing it when he wasn't doing it, I would have had to say the same thing.
Grassley was asked what role he felt President Trump could play in the future of the Republican Party.
You know, they're speaking to an unanswered question. They're using the impeachment after he resigned of some Civil War Secretary of, I say defense, I suppose in those days it was Army, Secretary of the Army. And they said that's a precedent for it. I think it's about the future. Today, I'd say very little. But where Trump came out of nowhere in 2015 and 16, who knows? See, but right now, very little opportunity for him to lead the Republican Party.
Under Trump, Republicans have lost the presidency, the House, and the Senate. What's his legacy? And a terrible response to COVID-19, one of the worst in the world. What's his legacy?
I think one time he asked me what I want my legacy to be. I don't worry about legacy, and I'm not going to worry about Trump's legacy.
Okay.
History's going to tell what that is. And when I've agreed with him on policy, I was agreeing with him on policy, not because he was Trump any more than the other seven or eight presidents I've served under. You look at their policy, and that's what I'm concerned about. Yeah, I think what happened in the last 3 months or 2 months detracts from great accomplishments he's had. And all you got to do is go back to March the 10th. The best economy in 50 years. And what he's done here lately has detracted from it. Now, maybe 6 months from now, it'll look a little bit different. That's the way it looks right now.
Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.